This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the Pew Research Center, 68% of U.S. adults say they use Facebook. The NRA's Political Victory Fund raised $2.35 million in March, according to the FEC, which was their best single month in 15 years. Finland is ending its one-year experiment with universal basic income and restoring conditionality to benefits with job requirements. Supreme Court voted 5-4 to bar the ability to sue foreign corporations for complicity in human rights abuses in American courts. The Natural Resources Defense Council filed an intent to sue notice against Newark and New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection over elevated lead levels in the water in Newark. According to the World Bank, developing countries spend an average of 1.5% of GDP on social safety nets designed to stop people from hitting rock bottom. The rich countries in the OECD spend an average of 2.7%. A federal judge in Washington State has issued a permanent injunction blocking the Trump administration from cutting grants to Planned Parenthood that pay for a teen pregnancy prevention program in numerous states. A tape of an NFL owners' meeting last fall between players and owners indicates their concern for how erratic Trump can be, as well as the owners' refusal to deal seriously with Colin Kaepernick and the players around race and police brutality. Reddit, the popular website, sought to control hate-driven extremism by heavily regulating online discussion, imposing a degree of control, social control, that other platforms like Twitter and Facebook have not done. A study of 200,000 children in three African countries has found that two doses a year of an antibiotic can sharply reduce death rates among infants in poor countries, perhaps by as much as 25%. The National Memorial for Peace and Justice, opening in Montgomery, Alabama, is dedicated to the suffering endured by black people under white supremacy and includes 800 memorials to victims of lynching. New proposals from HUD would victimize the poorest, oldest, and most disabled by tripling minimum monthly rents from $50 to $150 per month. HUD wants to define public housing as a temporary benefit rather than a permanent one and add work requirements and other draconian measures. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.